This is my time. I'm on the rise. Can't hold me down. I'm too fly. This is my time.
It's time for Scrap Guy Solutions with your host, Jeremy Miller. Hey, 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 welcome to the Scrap Guy Solutions podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Miller, and I want to take a moment to say thank you for tuning in today. This podcast is all about helping you make things happen, and we are going to jump right into this quick tip episode to share some simple tips and ideas on how you can deal with toxic people. Now, some listeners reached out after the last episode asking for some specific tips on how to deal with toxic people. In that last episode, I talked about my don't sweat it mentality and how it can be life-changing. It's been life-changing for me, and I think it can be the same for you. It can be something that can help you make things happen. I recently came across an article from a gal by the name of Evie Pumperis titled, Three Types of Toxic People I Stay Away From. Evie is a former Secret Service agent who protected three different presidents, and she is one of only five women to receive a Medal of Valor award, which signifies exceptional courage and bravery in the face of extreme danger. Evie was one of the keynote speakers at a leadership conference I was invited to attend a few weeks ago. One of the other speakers was boxing great Sugar Ray Leonard, who gave a motivating speech about how he became one of the greatest boxers of all time. And Janelle and I even got to take a picture with him after he spoke, which of course was pretty cool. Evie's remarks were really about courage and resilience and the importance of being mentally tough. She also shared some tips with the room full of leaders on how to deal with aggressive and toxic people. She is an impressive woman, and in fact, she wrote a book called Becoming Bulletproof, Life Lessons from a Secret Service Agent. I recently ordered the book, and it's on its way, and I cannot wait to read it. After I returned home from that conference, of course, she started showing up in my social media feeds. It's amazing how that happens sometimes. But this is how I found this article. And I have the article here. I'm going to read a few highlights from it. I'm also going to post a link to this article in the show notes. So if you want to take a closer look at it, I highly encourage you to do so. Here is what Evie says. Number one, toxic person that she deals with is called the drama magnet. Drama magnets are always caught in the middle of a crisis. The problem is they usually are the ones creating the drama. They pull others into their issues because they crave attention, validation, and emotional stimulation. Drama is part of their identity. And she says signs to watch for, they are constantly complaining. They have crisis-seeking behavior. They have emotional overreactions to little things. And when you are around this type of energy, it's easy to get swept in, she says. You start reacting instead of leading. Your time, mental clarity, and emotional bandwidth gets drained. So what do you do in this situation? You set firm boundaries, Evie says. Don't become their emotional caretaker. And if needed, distance yourself entirely. The second type of toxic person she references is the perpetual fighter. She goes on to say, this person always needs a target. They feel morally superior to others, quick to justify their anger, and driven by a need to win every exchange. What to watch for, signs to watch for? They mask insecurity with arrogance and passive aggression. You find yourself walking on eggshells, choosing words carefully just to avoid confrontation. Every conversation with them feels like a battle, and they are highly reactive, and even neutral feedback can set them back. So what do you do in this situation? Evie says, don't match their energy. Stay calm, be clear, and avoid emotional escalation. Focus on outcomes, not egos. Why waste your time and energy fighting battles that don't move you forward? And the third type of toxic person she talks about is the blame shifter. We probably all know a blame shifter. She says a blame shifter never takes responsibility. In their view, failure never is a result of their own actions. If you flunk a course, it's because the teacher was terrible, not because they didn't prepare. If they were passed over for a raise, it's because their boss is biased, not because of subpar performance. If their business is struggling, the economy is to blame, not their poor business model. She goes on to say, signs to watch for. It's always someone else who did something wrong, not them. They rarely stop to ask what they could have done differently. They are terrible communicators, partly because they can't look at things from an objective standpoint. What to do in this situation? Don't partner with them or heavily rely on people who won't take responsibility. You'll always end up holding the bag. Evie goes on to say, her advice is simple. Be strategic about which battles are worth engaging in. Surround yourself with people who take ownership of their lives. The company you keep shapes who you become, and that choice is one of your most powerful tools. Again, I will post that article from Evie in the show notes, and I will say that Evie is spot on. If you can stay away or avoid toxic people, I would encourage you to do so. However, there will be many situations where you will not be able to completely avoid toxic people. So I'm going to share a few tips that have helped me deal with toxic people, and I'm hoping that they'll help you too. These tips combined with what Evie shared should be able to help give you the upper hand when dealing with toxic people. And now, in most cases, toxic people are those who constantly complain, blame, make excuses, or flat out lie. They are trying to be the center of attention. They're trying to be crowd pleasers. They thrive on trying to elevate themselves by minimizing or manipulating others, mostly because they're insecure or lack confidence or have jealousy issues. They thrive on drama. And if there is no drama, they try to create it. The type of toxic person that really bothers me the most are those who lie, especially those who lie over and over again, compulsive liars. Many times they lie so much that they start to believe their own lies. Over the years, I've dealt with my share of liars, whether it's in politics, business, or everyday life. One of the things I used to do is confront these type of toxic people when I knew they were lying. However, what that led to is it led to making the situation worse. Compulsive liars will just double down or even triple down on their lies. And when you confront them, it just creates more drama. And remember, toxic people thrive on drama. So I learned that confronting a liar with the truth makes them very feisty and even more toxic. Toxic people also love to talk about other people in a negative way. Toxic people are gossip queens and drama kings. This too really bothers me, mostly because I'm a positive person, I'm an optimist, but I have found that toxic people tend to be very negative and very pessimistic, and they find satisfaction in gossiping about others, in talking down about others. Based on what I've experienced though, the vast majority of the time, toxic people are talking about things that are not related to the task at hand or the business of the day. In most cases, it's pretty much nonsense. But it's important to remember they thrive on drama. So they try to stir things up and they try to create that drama because they have jealousy and self-esteem issues. So they try to elevate themselves by putting others down. It makes them feel better, believe it or not. The best advice I can share in this situation is don't take the bait. Just let it go. As I discussed in the last episode of the Scrap Guy Solutions podcast, don't sweat it. It's not always easy to do because human nature tells us that if someone is lying or sharing incorrect information, we should correct them. But as soon as you engage, it creates more drama. So instead of engaging, don't get involved. Better yet, respectfully remove yourself from the situation. Go outside, get some fresh air, Go for a walk, get a workout in, listen to some music, take a few minutes to pray or do some breathing exercises. Find something you can do to respectfully remove yourself from the situation. But what if the situation does directly impact you or the work that you're doing? Respectfully moving yourself from the situation can still help, but then you need to correct the record or get accurate information to those who need it. I've dealt with some situations where things that were supposed to be getting done weren't getting done, or people saying they were never told to do something, but yet others on the team said that it was something that was discussed. Basically, a he said, she said situation. So something that has worked for me is putting things in writing. Now, this didn't come natural for me because I'm a man of my word, and when I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. However, real life experience has taught me that, unfortunately, not everyone is this way. Not everyone is a person of their word. So now much of my communication in professional situations is done by email. So it's in writing. And then if needed, I'll follow up verbally with discussion about the topic with the team. Email isn't the be-all solution. You still need to have verbal communication with your team, but having certain information in writing has proven to resolve many of these I didn't know or no one told me situations. Now, sometimes if something is urgent, you may need to step in right away, and if this is the case, do it, but then follow up in writing. Either way, it's always helpful if you can reference the correct information with a third-party source or a bid or quote that was provided or an email that was sent. Regardless of how you do it, be respectful and stick to the facts, because as soon as you criticize, it will just lead to more drama and it's not worth it. Another type of toxic person we probably all know is the person who is never wrong. Evie referenced this type of person in her article. You know, it's the person who has all the answers, and if something doesn't go as planned or something does go wrong, it's always someone else's fault. In this situation, the best tip I can provide is similar to what Evie recommended. Don't rely on them and certainly don't trust them. They don't and probably never will accept responsibility. Dealing with toxic people can be tough. I used to let toxic people bring me down to their level. I used to let toxic people drain me mentally and even physically. I used to let toxic people make me feel miserable and at one point almost change the direction of my life. If you let toxic people get the best of you, they will, and they will enjoy every single minute of it. On the flip side, when you learn to deal with toxic people, it can change your life in a positive way. The biggest mistake people make when dealing with toxic people is thinking you can change them or fix them. I've said it before and I'll say it again. You can't control other people. You can't fix other people, especially toxic people. So don't waste your time and energy trying to do so. Instead, try to avoid toxic people. If you can't avoid them, respectfully remove yourself from toxic situations. If what they are doing directly impacts you or the work you're doing, get the correct information to the folks who need it, but stay away from the drama. Stay out of it. Let it go. I'm telling you, the don't sweat it mentality has been life-changing for me, and I'm confident it'll do the same for you. That's it for this episode of the Scrap Guy Solutions Podcast. Thank you for listening, and if you enjoyed the podcast, please subscribe, like, share, and leave a 5-star review. Most importantly, make today your day. Figure out what you want, then get started, stick with it, and go make it happen. Until next time, peace out. King of the jungle, heart of a lion. 4, 3, 2, 1. Watch out, here I come. This is my time. I'm on the rise. My time.